Smile, smile at me.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Max White. At least 14 people have been killed and more than 60 others injured in an Israeli air attack in Lebanon. Foreign correspondent Jessica Millward.
Israel says they've killed several top Hezbollah commanders in the airstrike on Beirut, including second-in-charge Ibrahim Akil. The IDF says Akil was planning an October 7-style attack on northern Israel. He was also wanted by the US for his involvement in the American embassy bombing in Beirut in the 80s. It's the third time the Lebanon capital has been targeted in a week. Hezbollah still reeling from the communication device attacks. Despite the ever-escalating violence, US President Joe Biden says he remains hopeful a Gaza ceasefire deal can still be reached. In London, Jessica Millward, Nine News.
The Prime Minister is right now meeting with his US counterpart for what will likely be their last in-person meeting before the presidential election. Regional security and trade will be on the agenda for Anthony Albanese's talks with Joe Biden. US Studies Centre Director of Research Jared Monshine has told Weekend Today Chinese activity in the Indian Ocean is also expected to be discussed.
The Indian Ocean is something that may not receive as much attention as the Pacific, but there's a lot of efforts there that the Chinese are making to sort of change the status quo and be more of a revisionist power there beyond just the Pacific.
An investigation is underway into an acai bowl cafe in Sydney's North Shore after 45 people allegedly fell ill with food poisoning, three of them ending up in hospital. Blue Lemon Acai in Wurrunga is now closed while authorities investigate. Ku'ringai Council has advised they had no record of the shop being approved to operate from its location. New data reveals housing affordability in New South Wales is the worst in the country. The report shows the state has reached its worst level in at least three decades. PropTrack senior economist Paul Ryan says it's not surprising.
New South Wales has spent most of the past 30 years being the least affordable state. And despite incomes tending to be a little higher in Sydney, the higher cost of homes outweighs that. And people in New South Wales can afford the fewest homes of any part of the country.
And the European Union has pledged to lend Ukraine up to 35 billion euros as part of a loan package organised by the G7. Over to sport now, and the Sharks are just 80 minutes from the NRL Grand Final after seeing off the Cowboys 26-18 last night at Allianz Stadium in Sydney. The Swans have qualified for their fifth AFL Grand Final under coach John Longmire after thrashing Port Adelaide by 36 points next door at the SCG. The Wallaroos have lost to Wales 31-24 in the Women's Rugby International in heartbreaking fashion. And in tennis, it's all level at 2-2 between Team World and Team Europe after day one at the Laver Cup. That's news and sport.
Hope 103.2.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us on Saturday the 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
AAA Tyre Factory has been a local family-owned business for 40 years, three generations working together. With 20,000 factory direct tyres in stock and ready to fit, including brands like Pirelli, Continental, Falcon, Toyo and Nexon. Find a better price and we'll beat it on any stocked item. Best tyre brands. Best tyre prices. That's AAA. Visit AAAtyrefactory.com.au or call 9681 3940.
Station sponsor.
Riverwater crash, Belmore Road southbound at the M5, left lanes blocked. An accident at Penrith affecting your northbound run on Castle Ray Road at Museum Drive. St Andrews a breakdown, Hume Motorway approaching Raby Road, southbound's affected. Do you or someone you care for need complex mental health support? Sane can help. Choose from a range of free digital and telehealth support services. Visit sane.org today. Station sponsor, I'm Luke. That's the latest city traffic on Hope 103.2.
A mostly sunny one today, heading to a top of 25 in the city in the west. Beautiful. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 25 as well. And Monday, sunny, 26 and 28. You're listening to Hope 103.2. Good morning, Aaron here with you at 9:05.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. How sad it is to hear sometimes of elderly people living alone and then dying alone. The newspaper report in the Sydney Morning Herald gave the, and you might remember this, the graphic details of 87-year-old Natalie Wood, who died alone in Surry Hills, and her remains had not been found for 8 years. She'd laid dead and forgotten all those years. Now, what a tragedy. No one had noticed her missing. And as I read the report, it said she'd kept to herself, but she was a nice person, and people left flowers now on the front steps, and the neighbour was reported to have said, "These days, nobody knows anyone. We live in a throwaway society. Everything's recyclable, even people." Now, I realise that some people choose to live alone and avoid contact with others. Maybe Natalie Wood was one of those, but we could call them a recluse. But why is it? It must be a very complex issue, this one. And I looked at a web page with a question, "Can you go through life entirely all by yourself?" That's an intriguing question. And there are a couple of answers. A lot of times it said, "I think how great it would be not to have other people around. I've developed such a total lack of trust for people as I've got older," this says, "and I've been a loner pretty much all my life. I'm used to it. I absolutely refuse to get stabbed in the back by anybody again." So there you have one person who just kept to themselves because obviously of something bad that had happened in the past. And then I read this. "Pretty much most of my life, I've been alone with no friends. Most of the people that I thought were my friends were just using me and dropped me once they got what they wanted out of me. It's getting worse as I get older. A lot of people my age are married with 2.5 kids. They don't have much time due to being busy with their families. I'm almost 40, this person says, so the chance of me ever meeting anyone's pretty slim, and it doesn't help that I can't stand being in crowded places. I can't meet anyone. And you can't meet anyone if you just go to work and come home." So they're the kind of reactions that you can read about from people who live alone and want to stay alone. But I want to say, and I'll talk about this again tomorrow, loneliness is this feeling, a depression, sometimes a pain. It's an everyday, surely a normal human experience that sometime in our life we will feel lonely. It's run of the mill. It could come and go and occurs when we feel that there's no significant person around us and we can't share our deep feelings with somebody else that we might feel is significant. So it's not a unique experience, it's a human experience. And when you connect with others, whether that be with one person or many, you can have that sense of connection. In fact, you might be lonely yourself. And many of us don't deal with this loneliness very well. It becomes destructive as we turn it inwards and, as I just said, leads to depression or even despair. So if you want to define it, loneliness is this sense of being unwanted or unneeded. Nobody cares for you. Maybe you feel that you're not necessary. And so this loneliness can creep up on you. It might be a familiar feeling that might have hung around you for most of your life. Someone who says the deepest need of man is the need to overcome his separateness, to leave the prison of his aloneness. And so I think that there is a sense in which loneliness is a prison. But also, God never intended for us to walk through life alone. He made us to need other people around us, even if they drive us mad sometimes. So people help to make life bearable, and we can even celebrate with people. We can listen and hope and share and encourage, support others, and allow them to support us in our need. And I think deep down, there's that sense, yes, I agree with that. But why do we still try to walk through life alone? God created you in such a way that he wants to have friendship with you. Now, we may not think about that, but again, tomorrow I want to take this just a step further. Lord, we know deep down that relationships can be either a building block, they can be a demolition tool, or they can be something that can bring healing and wholeness to us. So, Lord, help us to reach out and connect with others. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Have you forgotten the one who first called you by life is appointments make you think he's changed. Won't you come and see again? Let your heart believe again. When it feels like your world's caving in, God won't let go. He knows who you are and where you've been. There's no tear overlooked, nothing he can turn for good.
Let me tell you about a girl that I used to be. Same name, same face, but a different me. She didn't know what she was thinking. Didn't know her world was sinking. Had her dreams written on a paper in her hand. Held on tight, but she didn't understand. The love and heart that she's replacing. All the past that she's erasing. Share a different point of view, but the words coming out wouldn't speak the truth. You wouldn't know what I was really thinking, and I'd return to the girl who's sinking. Sinking down to the world that awaits below, and I don't wanna be there anymore. Don't wanna be there anymore. No. And we all get lost sometimes, and we forget.
gonna be the same.
Hope 103.2.
Speaking hope into your lives.
I can leave my whole world in your hands. Let you hold it together like the day was forever. Siempre dice lo mismo que ayer. Nunca me dejarás. Yo no seré ni
rearranged since I let you.
It did.
Y'all think Jesus take the wheel is a cliche.
Whoa.
In my life, it turns out it was the best move. I'm yours, not concerned with what the rest do.
Not at all.
I'm sure it's the reason why I'm blessed too. I'm all yours, truly yours. Limitless.
No limits.
When God starts, he finishes.
Reject me, I know God is with me. I was feeling so empty and love came and filled me. Now everything has changed, you broke the chains that held me.
Whoa.
I just wanna tell you that I need you.
Whoa.
I just wanna go where you need me.
Whoa.
And I know that you'll never leave me. Your love came down through the fire just to reach me.
Woo. I can leave my whole world in your hands. Let you hold it together, but today was forever. You told me all you needed was a chance. Show me the way. You opened up the heavens. You took my heart and showed me. Show me the way to love you. The same way that you love me. I'll scream it from the heavens. I'll even tell the mountains that I'm all yours. That I'm only yours.
Social Club Misfits, Hope 103.2, the latest episode of Raising Teens is how to help your teens learn self-compassion. Call it Smart, chatting with Dr. Vaya Sikas about this. It's a great resource if you're a parent or caregiver to a teen. Raising Teens at hope1032.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight. It's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
When you go solar with Solar Heart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on Solar Heart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a Solar Heart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get Solar Heart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor. Hope.
103.2. 1032.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
We flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
I'll tell you
when I see you again.
First, you both go out your way, and the vibe is feeling strong. It was small, turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. Everybody's watching you now. Everybody waits for you now. What happens next? What happens next? I dare you. I'm
Welcome to the fallout. Welcome to resistance. The tension is here. The tension is here. Between who you are and who you could be. Between how it is and how it should be. Yeah, I dare you. Salvation is here.
Switchfoot, Hope 103.2, a sunny day on the way, heading to a top of 25, and tomorrow looking pretty much the same, mostly sunny and 25.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D, savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit comanassociates.com.au.
Here's Carl Faze with a Daily Nudge.
Blaise Pascal is one of the great minds of human history. Born in France in 1623, he emerged as a teenager to be a genius in mathematics and geometry. After years of work, he perfected a calculating machine. Alongside of Pascal's brilliant intellect was an openness to the experience of God in his life. When he died, they found a worn, creased paper, and written in his own hand were these words: "From about 10:30 at night to about 12:30, fire. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Not God of the philosophers and the wise, the God of Jesus Christ, who can be known in the gospel. Security, feeling, peace, joy, tears of joy. Amen." A brilliant mind who did not know God in his head, but experienced God in his heart.
Carl Faze for DailyNudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there. If you get lonely, give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. A 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. So Lala, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Bring it.
Hope 1032.
Come on. About to do it like this, about to do it like this, y'all.
Everybody talking like they need some proof, but when we know I need them.
feel you.
When I sit back and imagine life without you, I can't fathom how I ever thought I'd make it on my own. And there's at least a million reasons I'm standing here believing. You're my comfort, you're my healing. This I know.
She lives in the shadow of a lonely girl, boy, so quiet you don't hear a word, always talking but you can't be heard. She's brave, but
Little Mix, Hope 103.2. The Salvation Army are having a Community Wills Day at DY, the Salvation Army DY Corps. This Thursday, the 26th of September, we are already there. Wow, end of September, 10 a.m. All the info on this one is on the community notice board page of our website, hope1032.com.au.
Sydney's
Hope
103.2. G'day. Yeah, I know, old houses don't usually talk, but I'm really excited. I'm going to get knocked down and rebuilt into a brand new home for my owners.
Site Demolition is a reliable team of expert demolishers. They'll knock down your old home, making way for your dream home, and provide a smooth process with demolition approvals.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Get it knocked down right the first time with station sponsor Site Demolition. Masterton Homes preferred demolisher. Visit sitedemolition.com.au.
Well, Julie's had her scan and the baby's doing fine.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, she's being looked after really well at, what's the name of the place?
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown is a specialist diagnostic ultrasound centre for pregnancy and gynaecology. Their team includes an on-site obstetrician gynaecologist and female sonographers.
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown?
Yeah, that's the one.
Station sponsor, Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown. Just Google Specialist Ultrasound for Women.
We care about the same people you do. Places are available in our Early Learning Centre for kids 6 months to 6 years, as well as our Retirement Village providing independent living for over 55s, and in residential aged care, including dementia and end-of-life care. A community of all ages in the heart of Maryong. Visit holyfamilieservices.com.au to find out more. Station sponsor Holy Family Services. We care about the same people you do.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help any time, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Hope 103.2.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I wanna know you, I wanna find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. I wanna seek you. speak a word, let me hear your voice. And in the midst of pain, let me feel your joy.
Here. Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2.
I want to spend my money where the days are sunny and bright. I want to find some people who don't mind no sleeping, cause I'll be up tonight. I want to live and let love fly with the birds in the sky. And I know that you ain't disagreeing, yeah. So come on, I just want to be free, yeah. So not hesitate a moment longer. Open up your heart with me. Let it float and just keep singing. I'm just looking for a good time. Wanna take another man in holiday. Margaritas on the coastline. At a beach that feels so far away. But I'm really just a punchline. Cause I already have an amazing view. Always looking for a good time. But my best time is always. Flowers in the city cause I want it looking pretty somehow. I'm gonna chase that feeling where I'm higher than the ceiling and my head's up in the clouds. I'm sick of high rise living and bad vibes bringing it down. Yeah, and I know that you ain't disagreeing. So come on, take a chance to be free, yeah. I'm just looking for a good time. Wanna take a never-ending holiday. Margaritas on the coastline. At a beach that feels so far away, but I'm really just a punchline. Cause I already have an amazing view. Always looking for a good time, but my best time is always with you. I just wanna have a good time, have a good time, have a good, good time. With you, with you. I just wanna have a good time. Hesitate a moment longer. Open up your heart with me. Let it float and just keep singing. I'm just looking for a good time. Wanna take a never-ending holiday. Margaritas on the coastline. At a beach that feels so far away. But I'm really just a punchline. Cause I already have an amazing view. Always looking for a good time. But my best time is always.
1032.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Max White. The Prime Minister has become the first foreign leader invited to the US President's private residence in Delaware ahead of the Quad Leaders Summit. Anthony Albanese and Joe Biden exchanged gifts before discussing the AUKUS alliance. Speaking outside the residence, the PM noted other topics were also addressed.
We went on to speak about the depth of cooperation that we have across defence and security, economic relationship, but also action on climate change and critical minerals in particular.
The Quad leaders, which include India and Japan, will convene at Biden's home tomorrow with a focus on China's rising influence in the Indo-Pacific region. A top Hezbollah commander has been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. At least 14 others, including other senior members of the militant group, were also killed in the blast. The UN Security Council has held an emergency meeting in New York. More than 45 million illicit cigarettes and close to 6,500 kilograms of tobacco have been seized by the Australian Border Force. The quantities were detected in separate shipping containers over a five-day period. Commander Ken McKern says it's a significant hit to organised crime groups.
It's deprived them of the profits from their organised crime. And we know that the profits that organised crime groups make from illicit tobacco trade are used to fund their other criminal activities, including the importation of other illegal substances.
A program designed to help teenagers stay safe and feel comfortable in pubs and clubs is being rolled out across New South Wales. Pause Play aims to educate young people approaching the age of 18 on how to behave in licensed venues. New South Wales Hospitality and Racing's Melanie Brown says the program includes a visit to a nightclub during the day.
Going to a pub or a club for the first time is a rite of passage for many 18-year-olds, and it can be a bit intimidating. So this program's designed to teach teenagers how to stay safe, feel comfortable